Jeff Munson here. You like watching people get fucked for free? Watch me fuck up Mark Kerr for free on DonKingTV.com live Saturday, September 27th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. DonKingTV.com. I'm going to fuck him up. I'm going to fuck him up. I'm going to put these hands right around his face and beat his ass. You watch this live for free, DonKingTV.com.
Hey there, everyone. It's episode 35 of the Crossing Borders podcast. I'm here with my host, Strenuous Man Flurry. Got a few topics to talk about, considering we've taken a bit of time off. But we're going to go over Lucha Underground. We're going to go over Extreme Rules, Raw, on some more general levels. We're going to talk about Charlotte's reign as world champion, women's champion so far.
She could be the world champion.
She could. There is that great picture of her and Seth.
Is there?
Well, they switched belts.
Ah.
So Seth had the Divas title, and Charlotte had the heavyweight.
I see.
That was pretty cute. And Roman Reigns and his Jeff Jarrett push, overbooking. The main event overbooking of Roman Reigns, basically.
There you go. Yeah, the Jeff Jarrett-esque world main event matches that he's been having. Of course, Jeff Jarrett-like, but I would argue actually good. You have a different track that we'll take.
Yes.
And we're also, of course, going to talk about Seth's return.
Yeah, we'll be taking questions. We'll be discussing the Cody Rhodes situation, the Adam Rose one as well.
Oh, we didn't even write that one down. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm good. I'm on top of this stuff.
On top of the world.
I actually watch wrestling. You don't.
Yep.
And we'll talk about, like I said, Extreme Rules. And a lot of people have been ragging on Chris Jericho lately, so I'd like to go over some of his positive points.
All right.
Yeah. That's kind of one that's been become a bit of a pet peeve for me online, so.
Well, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with Extreme Rules?
Yeah, that's quite fresh. It just happened last night, which can segue into quite a few other topics.
Perfect. Well, let's go ahead and do as we do and let the tangents take us, shall we?
Absolutely.
So, I didn't watch this pay-per-view.
You don't watch wrestling.
I had a late flight back in, and I got home, and I went to bed.
You don't watch wrestling.
Actually, I watched basketball.
No, you don't watch anything.
So the one thing, the important thing, I'm curious how it came off. It's really the only thing that I actually care about on this show. But how did the Baron Corbin match go off?
I actually missed that one.
Damn it, Kath!
What? I'm sorry.
You are my only conduit into the pro wrestling industry now.
If only you had a site you could go to which had results.
Those don't exist.
Yeah, what
Baron Corbin won, though. Take us through the pay-per-view, shall we?
Sure.
The opening match was the Club versus the Usos, and they're seriously calling them just the Club?
They sound like a sandwich.
The Club beat the Usos.
Yeah, they'll keep your car from getting stolen.
Was it a no DQ match, or were all of the matches no DQ? Was that how it worked?
No, like, the early matches didn't really have the Extreme Rules type stuff. Like, some of them had stipulations, but it's kind of like Hell in a Cell, where not every match is in the cell.
Yeah, which I don't have a problem with if they make it clear.
Yeah.
You know, but with Extreme Rules, I think you could get away with doing the one gimmick show where everything is, you know, no disqualification, plus there are some more extreme ones, but whatever.
Exactly.
Not going to kill anybody that they didn't do that.
Yeah, I did miss part of this. I was having trouble finding a good stream.
You mean WWE Network was acting up?
It really was. A lot of people were having problems.
Dang it, including you.
Yep.
With your legally purchased stream of the event.
Yep. No, a lot of people were having issues.
That's not a good sign, is it?
Yeah, very strange. I mean, I can't imagine this is one of their big time showcase pay-per-views, you know?
Yeah, this is probably the biggest B show they do.
Exactly.
This is number five. This is like their fifth biggest show, typically. I mean, everything means nothing now because, you know, it's all iPay-per-view, but whatever.
For sure.
Anyway, Rusev versus Kalisto for the United States Championship.
Yeah.
How'd that one go?
That one was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of the speculation right now is that Cena's coming back on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So Rusev's going to be a transitional champ.
Or maybe they'll have another long feud.
Yeah, and I'd be fine with that.
Here's what I don't get. Sorry to interrupt.
That's
but
okay.
If you bring back John Cena here after he's been off for a while and he's been injured and the U.S. title has been devalued and clearly it will be devalued again after he drops it, why not just not put him in the U.S. title picture? Why not use him as a main eventer?
Well, that's where Roman is now.
I mean, I get if they're doing U.S. versus WWE title and they want to do Roman Cena, which is the big match they should do for Mania, I would say.
Yeah.
But that's a long ways away, folks. I don't know. Maybe they do need to run with Cena in a program with Rusev. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a fair bit Cena could do with the U.S. title, so he always put on some really fun matches when he was in that position, so why the hell not?
The best?
Yeah.
He was awesome!
Yeah, it was absolutely terrific.
Yeah, that was like the best he's ever been, and he's been pretty good for a long time.
Yeah, I feel like if I was to speculate, there's no pressure there. He just has to go out there and wrestle and be entertaining. There's not the mantle on your shoulders.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, when he started doing that, all the people who hated him were like, why is this Roman guy the main eventer? You got John fucking Cena. What is this?
Well, again, I think that's a case where WWE shot themselves in the foot, where they make only one person matter at a time.
I guess in a manner of speaking. I mean, Cena's Teflon, but yeah, I do get what you're saying with that.
Yeah. And so the fans are conditioned to think Cena's the most important.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to make Roman the most important, and it's not been a smooth transition, to say the least.
Yeah. We'll get to the main event. We'll get to the main event, and we can go ahead and talk about your little Jeff Jarrett thing.
Yeah, Rusev Kalisto was a really fun match.
Short. 9.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Yeah, especially considering some of the stuff that went on later in the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Rusev won. Lana was there. They're a duo. They're not in the league. The league is done. They're fun. They're a fun act again. Great!
Yep.
A fun act that apparently didn't work so well on this show, given that it was only a 6-minute match and the Vaudevillains are unfortunately not over. Not their fault, but they're not. The New Day versus the Vaudevillains.
Yeah, again, as I said, the stream was very, very choppy, so it was hard to watch in some spots, but the New Day have really kind of nailed their act. But it is interesting that a lot of people are already starting to go, this is getting a bit old.
Eh.
Like, you're just starting to hear rumblings of it.
Okay.
You know, like, for every 12 positive things you read, you've got one or two people going, okay, kind of done. So, it'll be interesting to see if that number starts to grow.
I remember when they turned face, everybody, including myself, thought, they're done. They're done. They got a month or two. But they've still been very entertaining. Much past their shelf life. If you remember when Santino went face, he was basically insufferable for the rest of his time in the company.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
But the New Day have avoided that to a degree, and you know, part of that is they can actually work.
Yeah.
Which Santino really couldn't.
No. I despised Santino.
Yeah. He was so good as a heel, but you got to remember, that heel run was so brief.
Yeah.
It was over and done with, and then he was a face for, like,
ever.
10 fucking years, it felt like.
Yeah. And for me, with comedy, I always like it when the subject isn't aware of the joke.
That is often one of the best things in wrestling.
Yeah. When the person, like, doesn't get the chance, or when they don't understand, like Kurt Angle with the "you suck."
Yeah,
you know, like it was great. You know, when WWE is really trying to be funny with that Vince style humor, I feel like they're dangling keys in front of my face.
Yeah,
and it's not going to work. I don't like that. If something's funny, I'll laugh. Don't try and make me laugh. I'll laugh on my own.
Exactly. So the New Day won. It was Big E and Xavier in this match. Kofi Kingston hit a kick, or was it the Trouble in Paradise from outside onto one of the Vaudevillains, which is interesting that the New Day do cheat on the outside, but that's fine. You know, they are faces, but that works for them. They're one of the acts that can do that.
Yeah.
So So that's fine. This was not going to work anyway. The way they debuted the vaudevillains one day without any, you know, previous hype on SmackDown doomed them. And they have lived up to being doomed.
They've done the best they can.
Yeah. They try.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say they're bad.
They're not bad.
The people have no idea, like, what to expect, who they are, what's...
Yeah, they're certainly not a bad tag team, but they are not particularly great.
I mean...
Not American Alpha.
Yeah. He got that amazing bit of heat when he said, we made him the realest guy in the emergency room about Enzo. Like, that got some boos. And if they could have, if they could run with that for a bit longer, it'd be great, but they haven't. They could have ridden that a little bit more.
So I guess this feud will continue, possibly?
Could be, yeah. We'll find out. Tonight on Raw.
Tonight on Monday Night Raw. It is Monday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It just feels like Thursday, because that's when we always do our show.
Yep.
The Miz, with Maurice, defeated Cesaro, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn in a four-way, and wouldn't you know it, Cesaro was the one who got pinned. Maurice and Miz are a very fun act. They work well, so well together. They want to go with Miz's IC.
Yeah. I have a theory. Sheamus has been off TV for a bit. I feel like they're going to throw him into a face run.
Really?
Because he's got the movie coming out.
That's a mistake.
I agree.
Maybe it's not. I mean, I guess, you know, because what's he going to work at? How much better is he going to be as a heel? How much more over is he going to be as a heel?
Exactly. And, like, it's kind of built-in heat where Miz talks about his Hollywood stuff, the Marine, this and that. Sheamus comes out and goes, I'm in this huge blockbuster. And I'm going to walk down the red carpet with the Intercontinental title. Screw you. That's what I would do if I was a writer.
I mean, I wouldn't have Miz as any champion. I'd have him as a fun act.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if you want to keep him champion, I guess there are worse things you could do.
I feel like they're building up to Sheamus taking it from him. Fair. As nonsensical as that is.
They are really wasting Cesaro to nobody's shock, aren't they?
It's ridiculous.
Talk about a guy who has always been primed for the fucking main event.
Yeah, I mean... It kind of astonished me when I realized, like, you could chop half of the roster, half of the active roster you could get rid of without a hitch in programming.
It seems like they're trying their best to do that currently with the amount of people that they're getting rid of and who are leaving.
Yeah, remember, I've said this for a while. I've talked about this kind of exodus where people get fed up. And they go.
So far, we've got Wade, and we've got Cody.
Yeah.
And we've probably got Adam Rose. Of course, the DB thing doesn't help.
No.
Which we will talk about in a bit. I did write that down.
Yeah.
But Miz beat Cesaro after Cesaro ate a haluva kick from Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens pulled Sami outside. Miz, like the chicken shit heel that he is, pinned Cesaro. I don't know. Sami Zayn is amazing, but that move has got to just be a signature. That is not a finishing caliber move.
No. You know one thing I would love to see with Owens and Zayn?
Them kiss?
No.
No? You don't?
No.
So you don't want to see them kiss.
He's a married man.
Yeah, that's fine. They can cuck his wife.
No, but we haven't had in a little while, actually, our tag champs who hate each other.
Oh, God.
Well,
don't you do that to me.
No, no, no. The thing is, those two are such great performers.
They do work perfectly together.
It would be amazing.
That's actually fine.
Yeah. I'd be cool with them taking the titles off the New Day, and they hate each other.
Yeah, you know, I could dig the hell out of that.
Yeah, like, not just throwing two people together, ha-ha, willy-nilly, but those two have established such a history that it would really be fun.
Yeah, absolutely agreed.
Yeah.
Now I'm on board. I have been completely won over in the course of, like, 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, you're very suggestible.
Is that true?
Yeah, Manflurry actually owns 15 Thighmasters because he has no sales resistance.
No, I have the Lex Flexer. I don't even remember what that looks like.
Lex Luger lives in your house?
Lex Luger is my friend. No, that's for real. He is.
Okay,
I love him a great deal.
Good.
So Miz is your IC champion.
Yeah. As much as I really like Miz and Maurice, don't get me wrong, it really felt like they could have taken the belt off him at this point.
Yeah.
But that's where my theory comes from. That they're waiting like a little bit for Sheamus, turn him face, take the title so he's got it on the red carpet.
See, that does seem like something they do. I do get, I actually kind of think you're right.
Do I want that? No. Do I think that's what's going to happen? Yes. So, moving on.
Yeah, after that, we had Dean Ambrose and Chris Jericho in a match that you are going to defend, the Asylum match, because everyone just showered this with supreme hatred. Not everyone, but you know what I mean.
No, it's the one thing, one of the things I felt they did was they hung the stuff really high.
Yep.
So they had to climb, and they were using everything, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But it dragged the early part of the match down because they had to climb and get stuff and climb and get stuff and climb, have a fake out, climb and get something. And so as a result, it was really slow. Mm-hmm. The end was terrific.
What was the end?
Thumbtacks.
Real thumbtacks?
Real thumbtacks. Jericho got gouged.
Yeah?
There's pictures of him floating around. Like, he was sliced up. He got a bunch in his elbow. Like,
oh, that is the worst place to get him.
Yeah, there's a picture of Mick Foley giving a thumbs up while Jericho just looks miserable.
Oh, and those suck so bad.
Yeah, it was, like, the ending was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
And shockingly, like, a guy won a signature match that he made up. And his face is on the pay-per-view poster. So, like, that doesn't usually happen.
No.
The match did run long. Apparently a segment was cut.
Really?
Yeah, like a McMahon segment was cut.
Whoa.
So.
Thank you, Chris.
They gave Ambrose, like, this. So they rushed the early matches. Gave Ambrose and Jericho all this extra time, and then they had to rush the women's match.
Hmm.
Like, I guess that's what happens when you, like, arbitrarily axe stuff in the middle of your show.
Yeah.
Or as the show is going to air.
Dude, Charlotte and Natalya didn't even go 10. Come on. I mean, the feud will continue, I guess. Or,
yeah.
Or Natalya will fork off into her Dana Brooke feud, but that's two unsatisfactory finishes in a row for the women.
Yeah, and
but how did Dean? Sorry, before we move on, how did Dean and Jericho end? Because you have to put your opponent in a straitjacket, right?
No, it was a pinfall.
Okay.
Yeah, he did the dirty deeds, and it was pretty cool. Like I said, the end of the match, like when they got the time, like when they kind of got the call to wrap it up, they really went hard. They did a lot of fun stuff. I agree the match was too long, and I feel like that early part suffered because of all the climbing spots. Mm-hmm. If they were going to redo this match again, hang the stuff lower so they could just grab the stuff and go for it.
Yeah.
But if they're going to keep this match up, there's potential there, because it was fun. It was a bit of mayhem.
What, was there a cage?
Yes. There was a cage, a black cage.
A cage with stuff hanging on it.
Yeah, like there was the regular cage and then like a cage kind of an additional section on top where all the stuff was.
Ah.
So they had to climb. They had to climb repeatedly to go get stuff.
Mm.
And that's where it got bogged down.
Yeah.
If they just hung it from the top of the regular cage so they could go grab it, it would have been better.
So is the like the Punjabi prison, kind of, in a way.
Kind of. Less convoluted than that.
Thank God. Well, yes. Maybe not thank God. The Punjabi prison was so fun.
It's ridiculous.
Such a dumb fucking match.
But this one was really fun, and I mean, great. Kudos to Jericho for
doing
taking a thumbtack bump.
I feel like you need to tease that more, like make
they
it
did.
Clear in the no, I don't mean in the course of the yeah. match. I mean, I think you need to tell people someone will go into tax if you're going to do tax in modern day WWE.
They had them out for several minutes in the ring.
Yeah.
And they kept those two teased it expertly. Like trying going for a slam into the tax, this and that, and just not working.
And wasn't there there was gimmicked barbed wire from what I heard?
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, yeah. Maybe it's not. Just don't do fake barbed wire. it looks terrible.
I think they got it was kind of to make up for the shitty WrestleMania, like Ambrose match.
The fucking chainsaw.
Yeah. Well, they also had the barbed wire and they never used it.
Yeah. Well, no. Dean went into it. Mm. Dean was getting hit with it too, but yeah. It wasn't sticking to his shirt.
Yeah. So again, I don't want to see guys get bashed with barbed wire. I'm fine with not having that in WWE.
Indeed. Yeah, I get my fix in CZW.
Yeah. So I thought the end of the match was terrific. Ironically, if they had cut the 10 minutes that they put in, mm-hmm. it would have been a classic.
Really?
I really liked it.
Like a legit classic.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
Damn.
Like I said, the early stuff got hurt. Not going to say that wasn't slow as hell, but the ending was great. I think people kind of soured on it just because of the how long that initial part was. But you watch an edited version of that, you'll be surprised.
So you would say overall a decent match. Should have been better.
I really quite liked it. I think it was just hampered by the design. But if they did that again, they could easily tweak it and have a solid stipulation.
So we also had Charlotte Natalya rematching from the last pay-per-view.
Yep.
Ric Flair barred from ringside. If he came down, he would have lost his daughter's title.
Yep.
And apparently a submission match. I didn't even know that.
Yes.
But submission match, Charlotte Natalya. Charlotte, of course, has the sharpshooter. Natalya has the sharpshooter. Charlotte has the figure eight.
Yes.
Ric Flair not there. So what did they do? They had someone else interfere.
Dressed as Ric Flair.
Did they really?
She was dressed as Ric Flair.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome. I mean, that like the overall it's unsatisfactory, but that fact in and of itself is pretty awesome.
Dana Brooke does a pretty terrible strut. And I'm curious, the women don't get a lot of time to talk, so it's okay, Charlotte's champion, why would you want to help her? Wouldn't it behoove you to go after Natalya? What do you gain by being Charlotte's toady?
Right.
A title match, or? Because she's probably not going to give it to you, because she's a heel, so she'll be a liar.
Well, Dana Brooke came up with Emma.
Yes.
Then Emma got hurt, so Dana Brooke clearly just needs a friend. Mm-hmm. Dana Brooke just likes being somebody's heavy.
And it was always kind of hilarious on NXT when Dana Brooke was going, look at me, I'm so fit and strong, and blah, blah, blah. And then, Charlotte would come out and be like, oh. it didn't work visually.
Well, Dana is a lot, thicker. Charlotte's
Cut.
But Charlotte is also, 5'8". And Dana might be 5 foot.
Yeah,
I get your point.
The
there.
Visual just didn't work.
Yeah.
But yeah. Again, Charlotte is starting to turn into this Seth Rollins kind of champ where she can't win without help. And it's starting to actively hurt her now. Because you don't care, is she going to out-wrestle Natalya? What's this? You just wonder what the screwy finish is going to be.
That's not a good thing.
It's taking away from her a lot. How many given Raw matches were broken up or ended with Mercury and Noble interfering?
Right.
And it's becoming that, where you take her less seriously as champion. She doesn't come across as, brilliant or conniving. Mm. She just comes across like somebody who needs all the help in the world. Rollins would make it. He could at least cut the promo and make it seem like he had a plan.
Yeah, Charlotte doesn't get a cut a promo unless she's talking about her dead brother.
Yeah, and Charlotte just looks incompetent. And the match itself was good. It was all right.
Yeah, I mean, those two seem impossible, seem incapable, I should say, of having a bad match together.
Absolutely.
But you don't give them the time they need. You know, they need a good maybe 13, 14 minutes, and you give them 9.5. It's just the fact of the matter is they're not going to get all their stuff in, and what it was.
Yeah, ironically, like if they had given 5 minutes from Ambrose Jericho to...
Both matches would be better.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about it?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's starting to really make Charlotte's title reign drag. It's like, either give her a clean win or get the belt off her. Like, what is the end game here?
Good point.
And it makes these B shows really seem like kind of nothing. They really seem pointless in a way because not a single title changed hands.
Yeah, so what's the point, right?
Yeah. And it's like, they don't feel like can't-miss shows because...
They're not. But then we had, you know, I gotta say, Kath, you're the only person I have heard who both praised the Ambrose-Jericho match and had less than nice things to say about the main event. And Roman Reigns and AJ Styles faced off to have an Extreme Rules match. And are you more dissatisfied with the booking, or do you think the match was bad?
I didn't like the match that much.
No? Tell me what happened here, because this match went a while. Not quite as long as Dean versus Jericho, but 22 minutes.
It was, I mean, AJ was pinballing around. The two guys have really good chemistry. Mm-hmm. AJ's one of the best wrestlers in the world, okay? Like,
that's what I hear.
You can't take that away from him in any way, shape, or form. He's one of those guys who can have a match with a broomstick, you know? Not saying Roman's a broomstick.
No.
But Roman's matches, like, reek of this Jeff Jarrett style.
You're not feeling the recent overbooking.
Yeah. Like, the club interfered. The Usos interfered. Like, the Usos... did more to prevent AJ from winning than the club did.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they pulled him off Roman. And sure, AJ's getting, like, clean, or AJ looks like he can hang with Roman without a doubt. Roman took two finishers.
He took the Styles Clash, right?
Twice.
What?
Once onto a chair.
Oh, this is not going to work.
And then one really shitty spear later, and Roman, like, decided to start selling a knee at one point for a bit.
And then he stopped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it was like one spear did it. And it was like the worst style Jeff Jarrett booking, which I hate.
That's fair. And
I always feel like that's going to taint the match for me. Okay, Roman's going to win. Fine. They're trying so hard to make him look like this unstoppable badass that it's actually working in the other way.
Yes. Yeah, that never putting someone over that strong when you have an opponent who people, a lot of people, like more, you know, as a face, does little to engender people, you know, cheering him.
Yeah. And I've talked about this before where it kind of breaks the internal logic of WWE. Like, the physics, you know?
Yeah.
And he's taken that much punishment, that much of a beatdown. Okay, he can still win, but why did it have to just take one spear?
I mean, same thing that happened with Dean Ambrose in that three-way.
Yeah.
Where Dean is wailing on them both with chairs, and then, you know, Roman spears him done. You know, and again, it's not that Roman is bad.
No.
Not at all. That's not what it is. It's but people will definitely resent him for this.
Yeah. And, you know, you get people who talk about, like, who hate Superman because they say, oh, he's always going to win. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of that same thing, but worse, because it's like having Superman fight Batman or Green Arrow or someone else, and someone who is equally likable, if not more so. Mm-hmm. And then Superman just, like, letting them fight for a little while and then just going, nah, boom.
Now I get to win.
Yeah. It just feels like Roman presses the easy button and then the match is over.
Yeah.
And it just, it feels so manufactured. It feels disingenuous, like, and I don't hate Roman as a wrestler. I don't. I think he's fine. But
I think he's good.
Yeah, stuff like that just does nothing to help him. And that is the sort of thing people are rebelling against.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, okay, it's, as funny as it is, it's show, don't tell. And in this style of booking, they're telling me how great Roman is, and how tough Roman is, and how strong, and how da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And
don't you love him?
Yeah. Why don't you love him yet? Roman's the best. He's strong, and he's handsome, and look how big he is, and he does moves, and he takes all this punishment. And it's the opposite of what they should be going for. Like, AJ outclassed him. In just about every way. All the memorable moments of the match were AJ.
I heard it was a pretty good performance by Mr. AJ Styles.
Yeah. I don't hate Roman as a wrestler. I don't. But I hate how the booking makes him look.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
I hate that they're banging this drum so hard it's a wonder they haven't ripped through. And it all just feels so manufactured to come out to this one outcome to get you to love Roman Reigns.
Yeah, and it's again, you know, it's forced through the trees. They could be, you know, helping protect AJ while also getting Roman more over. And instead they sacrifice AJ and they wind up getting Roman under.
Yeah.
So both guys lose in the end.
And ironically, like, I feel like him right now losing, if he lost the title, I think that would give a lot of, that would get him some momentum back.
I can see that.
If he got screwed out of the title and he's a dude chasing for the title, cool. Go for it. It'd be interesting at least.
Yeah.
But it feels like every single Roman match is just waiting for the spear at the end.
So, not a fan of this main event?
Not really.
Were you a fan of the show in general?
It was a little hard to watch, but I enjoyed most of it, yeah.
Thumbs up?
Middle. Hmm. Yeah, like I said, I enjoyed the Asylum match more than most.
Yeah. All right, so before we get into the actual interesting stuff, tell me just a couple thoughts on Raw, if you would.
Yeah. They're trying so hard with Stephanie as a face.
Yeah, this was last week, by the way, folks. This show is being recorded prior to Monday Night Raw, and it will be completed and up before Monday Night Raw. But I'll still just say Raw Review.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying so hard with Stephanie as a face, and you've been watching her for 2 years or more.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on, like, they're pushing her as a face, but they have not done a turn. Like, do you feel like it, you know, diminishes a character by having them just do a soft turn?
Well, in this case, yeah. Mm. She's got a book coming out, so they want to be able to promote it, and they don't want, like, the heel bad guy going, buy my book!
Like, come on, by the way. That is what they're doing, supposedly, but come on!
Well, supposedly the whole point of the book is to convince the investors that she's a worthy heir.
Yeah.
Like,
come on!
Like, really? Tell me about, like, what you've done in your life. Tell me about having a business fail, or, like, how you've grown as a person that didn't involve literally being born into your job.
Spoiler alert.
And, again, with Stephanie, like, she's not that great of an actress.
No.
So, she always looks like she's scheming. She doesn't have a friendly face. I hate to say it meanly like that.
She doesn't have a friendly smile.
No. And it just always seems like as the viewer, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, because for over 2 years I've watched this woman be a horrendous bitch. I've watched her try her laugh as her husband tries to murder Daniel Bryan by drowning him.
He didn't succeed.
Yeah, no. Spoiler. I've watched her do and say all these horrible things.
Yeah.
And now I'm just supposed to believe she gets along with her brother because
Vince said so.
Yeah.
I guess.
And
that is why, right?
Yeah.
Vince is like, you have to get along, and they were both like, no, and then they were both like, okay, yeah, now we're fine. We're best friends, except we also hate each other, but we're both faces and
yeah. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. And it's just not that great. Like, she doesn't come across like a face because she hasn't taken time off. There wasn't even like 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
It was just literally flipping a switch and expecting us to cheer her. And it's like, no, you haven't given me a reason to.
No, they have not.
And so, again, it's another thing that feels really forced and disingenuous.
How was the go-home show?
It was all right. I want to talk about Chris Jericho, because one of the moments that really stood out for me was something Jericho did.
Yeah.
And Ambrose created this match, and they brought the cage down, and Jericho's face, like, he looked like he just saw a ghost. And he's always been great with those facial expressions.
Yeah.
And it's really a shame. Like, people have been ragging on old man Jericho.
Oh, we're getting into that subject now, are we?
Yeah, well, I feel like it's...
Yeah, it's fine.
They tie into me.
You know, I'm not used to the seamless transition. I'm not used to the seamless segue. I'm used to just going like, speaking of, which is total hack thing to do. But, you know, that's how I do it because I'm a hack. Not used to working with a professional, Kath.
Hack flurry. But yeah, like a lot of people lately bag on old man Jericho doing this, doing that. He's doing terrific in the role, I feel.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he's one of those guys who, he doesn't have to be there.
No, he does not.
No, but he still clearly loves it. And I feel like he still brings a lot to the table as a performer.
I'm not a fan of him anymore, really, but he does do a pretty fucking good job considering his age.
And
I mean, he's embarrassing on social media, yeah.
Yeah.
But he does a good job considering his age with what he's trying to do, you know, in the ring.
And not only that, he has a lot of old school kind of quirks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he plays to the crowd a lot.
Yeah, and he knows he can.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, you know, and it's so clear that that's so superior to the don't interact at all thing, but he's allowed to do it because they're not going to say anything to him.
Yeah. And it makes his matches, like, it just gives this extra element of investment. Like, when he's just constantly yelling at the dude in the ring, like, he was, you're in for it now, Ambrose! Like, just, it felt like you were watching a fight rather than a series of moves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, it's a shame they don't have that element, because when they do incorporate that into the show and let people have a personality and talk to the crowd and do things, it feels so much more organic.
Yes, it does. Because, I mean, by definition, it is organic.
Yeah.
You don't know how they're going to react.
Exactly. But Jericho, like, he's just got this great face for, like, emoting.
He does.
He doesn't overact like Big Show does when he's crying. But when he saw the cage coming down, he looked terrified. It drew him short. Like, what the hell is this? And it gave the match some gravitas.
Gravitas is good.
Yeah.
And all too rare, IMO.
Yep. Alrighty.
Tell me about Cody Rhodes. Thoughts on that? Cody Rhodes is gone!
He is. Not surprised.
No?
Not really. I mean, I've discussed this with you before where I said there's going to be people who just get fed up.
Yep. And the interesting thing that's come out is he wanted, you know how everybody was like, why do you want to be Stardust? He didn't. Like, you know, by a time he did want to go back to being Cody, and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's surprising to me, I mean, I completely get why he'd leave then. He knew, had to know, that Stardust was a dead-end gimmick.
Yeah.
He was frustrated, you know, deservingly. I mean, you would be very frustrated as well if you were playing that fucking character and knowing that you've lived its, you know, you're well past its life cycle.
Yeah, and something like the Stephen Arnell match, which never happened at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That would have been a great blow-off.
Yeah.
Instead, he got nothing.
No, what was he in? He had a fancy ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good, and, you know, good on him. If he doesn't need it, good.
Yeah, and I don't blame him for feeling creatively stifled. And when you're a performer, when you're a wrestler, and you don't get any, and you're just kind of shoved into this box, and you can't say or do anything that's out of step, that has got to be draining.
Yeah. Yeah, just imagine, like, you know you're better than this, or at least you think you are. You know,
yeah.
With Cody, I don't know. I mean, he's certainly better than being Stardust.
Yeah.
And you know that you have nowhere to go, and you have aspirations beyond just being a comedy jobber, and they're not going to do anything with you. So, you know, good on him. Maybe there is something out there for him. Maybe he can become a big success in the wrestling industry.
He wouldn't be the first.
Nope.
And I think people are, like, some of the wrestlers there, they're finally starting to realize, like, there's life outside WWE.
Yeah, so look at, I mean, and Ryback's gone as well, we should, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone. They're not bringing him back.
No.
So Ryback's gone. He's basically left. He suggested socialism, and they fired him for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and Cameron.
In a manner of speaking. Yeah, Cameron. Well, Cameron got fired. She supported him and got fired. Isn't that some bullshit? She sucked, but, like, they don't fire her for sucking. They fire her for having the temerity to support a colleague. But she's gone. I mean, but, you know, of the three people who willingly left, Ryback had to know what he was doing there. He's gone.
Yep.
Cody Rhodes left, and Wade Barrett left.
Yeah.
And that might not seem substantial, but it's a short period of time. Several people have left.
They're walking away.
They're walking.
You know, it's not WWE firing them. These are people who are saying no thank you. And that's fairly significant. It's not like the days where they had a WCW to go to that was readily available.
Exactly.
They're going to the indies, which is harder.
Especially when you're, a lot of people who really, really love pro wrestling, or at least been doing it for a long time. Like, Ryback has been a pro wrestler for 1,000 years. You know, he's been in developmental as long as he's been on the main roster, for God's sake.
Wow.
So, I think the guy probably likes doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he left. Just one day, left.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cody Rhodes is the son of a legend and all that, and one day, just left. Wade Barrett was pegged as a future main eventer. It didn't work out so well. He got some injuries. He got jerked around. And then one day, he just left.
Yeah.
So, interesting to see if that's the end of it or if it just keeps on happening.
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like there's going to be a bit of a departure.
Yeah.
It's sad, but, like, people are replaceable. Like, rosters have always been very fluid like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say someone is replaceable, but you can put someone else in that slot.
Yeah, and you have a lot of people who are ready.
Yeah. But you get people like Cody Rhodes, who's talented.
Mm-hmm.
You get people like, you never know who could be next. When somebody just decides, like, this time away from my family is not good enough, the money is not, like, I can't do anything to advance my spot. At least in the Attitude Era or the times before this, before it got so overproduced, you could find some creative fulfillment.
Yeah.
You could, you know, jack around with the crowd. You could do things. You could develop a rapport. But when you're just in this box, and they make it clear you're never getting out, this is what you are to us, and this is what you will always be, that has just got to be absolutely demoralizing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, if you don't need the money, or if you think you can make an equivalent amount elsewhere, then it makes sense to leave. And maybe eventually you can come back. And maybe not. But maybe you can come back one day, and when you've established a name elsewhere, when you've spent a long enough time away from the cameras, and, You can come back and get a higher position, or at least have the ability to. But if you stay there, I guess you're just going to be a jobber.
And we were talking as well about how the company is going to sit on his contract and basically put the screws to him, make him stay home.
Yeah, until for the length of his contract.
Yeah.
Which, if true, you know, and it probably is, but yeah. You know, fuck yeah.
And not only that, it's... we were talking about how you said, like, that's a huge punishment, and I disagreed.
Mm-hmm.
I disagreed because now you have social media. You can stay in the public consciousness. You have fans you can reach out to and talk to.
Yeah.
Whereas before Twitter, before social media, you were off TV, you were out of sight, out of mind. And it's not the case anymore.
Yeah, but you're only the top story for a little bit. And if he were, you know, right now able to work for whomever, it would be better than being able to work for whomever in 6 months or whatever it is. You know, just as far as having name recognition, being the hot ticket.
Yeah, but you can still be in the news. You can still stay fresh to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't just go away like you used to.
Yeah. But that, I mean, that would be the same for anyone. You know?
Yeah.
So that would, I mean, that would suggest that you're literally always, you know, a commodity.
Yeah.
Which I disagree with.
All right.
But, you know, either or, you know, the intent
yeah.
is inarguable, and the intent is to fuck them. To mm-hmm. fuck him.
Yeah.
And that's WWE's MO. That's how they've always done it, and it's mm-hmm. always been shitty.
Yeah, but I feel like now people have a lot more freedom. You know, he can stay on social media. He can, you know, drum up some attention and some buzz and maintain that a lot better than, like, just being totally cut off from the world.
Yeah, and, the end goal of having any sort of social media presence, of course, would be to somehow find a way to make money. And that would be, you know, would it be New Japan? Would it be Lucha Underground? I doubt it, you know, given that I don't think they're going to be taping Lucha Underground in a long while. You know, they're pretty much done with season 3 by now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what is it? It's got to be New Japan or nothing, right? Not like CMLL's paying out for foreigners right now. AAA got no fucking money.
Yeah, Ring of Honor?
Yeah, Ring of Honor is doing better than it has been, but that's not exactly, you know, the place where you get your big financial windfall.
Not necessarily, but they might make a play for him.
Yeah. And if maybe, they do, hey, more power to him.
Maybe he can be on the CZW pilot show.
That would be great, actually.
You know, I could see him, like, doing a pure like a Mr. Wrestling, pure wrestling gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, rather throwing away the barbed wire and going for a headlock. Like that kind of...
Yeah.
Why the hell not? Go to CZW, Cody Rhodes. Entertain me.
So it'll be interesting to see what winds up happening for sure.
Exactly.
Whatever winds up happening, it will be entertaining. Tell me a little bit about, do you have any thoughts on Adam Rose? Obviously, he released the big thing, and everybody was like, yeah, you tell him. And then he fucking, you know, grabbed his wife.
Yeah, I mean,
it's happened before.
The writing was on the wall for him.
Yeah.
So, not too much to say. Kind of an awful situation all around.
Yeah.
But I think he knew from the moment of his suspension, if not before.
He's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, ugly, ugly, ugly situation.
I will say there was this one amazing video on WWE.com where it was after Raw and he was talking about Cesaro and Tyson Kidd, so this gives you an idea of how far back it was. But he was like, he had this like rosebud guy, and he just put his head in his lap and he's like petting his hair, and he's talking about like how he could find a way to turn Cesaro into a human swing and like surgically attach these cat ears to like Tyson Kidd, and it was terrifying.
Huh.
It was hilarious, but it got really creepy really fast.
Hmm.
It's like, damn, that would have been a great turn for him. We'll see what happens. I don't... Just a shitty situation all around.
Amazingly, yeah. And his wife asked for clemency because they have a special needs child. So, goddamn, could it get any worse?
No.
Lucha Underground, will you go ahead and tell us about it?
This episode was all right. I was not at my usual computer, so the stream I was watching was total garbage. And
a recurring theme.
Yeah, it was just this past week I was host-sitting, so made things awkward. They did the Gift of the Gods championship match. Mm-hmm. They did one bit that was pretty cool where Chavo came to the ring to put his medallion that he stole from Cage onto the belt for the Gift of the Gods championship, or the Gift of the Gods match.
Uh-huh.
That's where all seven people who have the medallions compete.
Right.
And so Cage comes out, of course, beats the crap out of Chavo, pulls a bag from him, away from him. It's a fake. Chavo had the belt, the real one, in his shoe and put it in onto the title to secure his spot.
Okay, that's actually clever.
Yeah.
That's
and
really
it's,
clever.
Yeah, it's a great bit for Chavo. Because he's just this, like, shitty person and terrible heel and undeserving of a spot, but he's conniving.
Yeah.
And he's mean. And so he can sort of get stuff going on. And Dario doesn't care.
Of course, Dario
doesn't
likes care it.
That, yeah, Chavo got screwed, or Cage got screwed. What does it matter to him?
Exactly. That's fun. Mm-hmm. That is fun stuff.
And it led to the Gift of the Gods match, and Cage helped Chavo win because, again, my stream was bad, so I'm not sure what the rationale was, but that will enable him to get his hands on Chavo. Mm. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Again, I was hampered. A lot of people said this episode was pretty meh. They are doing perhaps some kind of romance angle with Copra Moon and Daga.
What?
Yeah. They were in a four-way match, and she was hitting on him after it, and he was very confused.
Did she botch that as well?
No, it was very. Her intent was very clear, and Daga's absolute bafflement was too. So, yeah. We'll see where it goes from there. We'll have more to say next Thursday when we do this again.
Are we doing it this coming Thursday or the week or next Thursday?
We need to get back on. Look at the horrible things that happen when we take time off.
Yeah.
So we have to get back on Thursdays before someone else dies.
I am quite fine with getting back on Thursdays, although I don't think it should be this Thursday because I doubt we'll have much to say about Raw and nothing else.
I can talk about Lucha Underground.
Lucha Underground and Raw of this week.
Yeah.
Save it for next week.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Someone's going to die or get fired because we took time off.
Xandig's back. We took time off and Xandig came back. Or did he come back already? I don't remember.
He's back.
Here's the thing. If you want to do a bonus show, like two shows a week, you absolutely may. And I will upload it.
Okay.
I won't be there to record it for you, but I will definitely upload it.
I'll just talk at Skype for like...
If you want to do like a solo show, go for it.
Oh my God. We'll
do it.
We'll discuss that.
Do the show. Come on,
Fine.
Kath.
Fine.
It's settled. Excuse me. Sorry. Charlotte. We've got a couple more things to talk about, then we'll get into questions. Charlotte's reign as women's champion. You're not feeling it.
No, we discussed this already. Like, it's got that Seth Rollins thing where she's starting to look just straight up incompetent rather than scheming.
Yeah, so you're not feeling it at all.
No.
Do they need to get rid of Rick?
I feel like it's hurting her. I feel like she's at a point where, yeah, she needs to, like, shut up. Or, like, she needs to prove herself without Rick. She needs to win some matches clean because it feels like every single bout ends with some kind of Rick shenanigans. And when he's not there, she loses.
Yeah.
So it's really starting to devalue her.
I can kind of agree with that, yeah.
And, well, speaking of Seth, he also came back. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because one of the things, I was going to send you a topic list yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of the things was, when Seth comes back, do you really think they'd be stupid enough to try and book him as a heel against Roman?
And the answer was...
They sure are.
What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts
on them doing
that?
They're stupid. They could... I would rather have seen him, like, return as a surprise at Money in the Bank. I feel like that would have been really cool.
Instead, he returned here.
Yeah.
Because...
No reason. Because they knew the crowd would be pissed.
So they wanted to give them something to pop for.
Maybe.
And what they did was bring back a heel who is going to get cheered over Roman Reigns.
Because he's, A, he's been gone a long time, and B, he's fighting Roman Reigns. So he's going to get cheered. They
is
muted
that not backwards?
They muted the cheers. He laid Roman out. They were cheering. You could hear it grow steadily quieter. Not the crowd getting quieter because they were cheering. You could see them. Like someone turned the volume down on a dial. They went quiet.
Huh.
And apparently after the show, Roman got up. He was booed out of the building. And I guess they are that stupid because, goddamn, there's no way.
No, there's no way.
The only way would be to have Seth Rollins, like, graphically murder members of Roman's family. Like, just put a gun to Jey Uso's head and pull the trigger. And even that might not get him booed.
Now, well, is Jey the horny Uso or no?
I don't know. No, I think it's Jimmy.
Okay, well, they'd boo if they killed the horny ooze. But regular ooze, I don't know.
Yeah.
They only want horny ooze. I know I do.
So yeah, it's really... I don't know why they're thinking this could work. Seth is a terrific performer.
Mm-hmm.
And it would happen at times, too, where he could get the crowd to boo him during a promo. But the second Roman comes out, he's the face. Seth is the face.
Sure, yeah.
Bottom line, they don't have the writing skills to change that.
Just how it goes.
Yeah, and I can't believe they were stupid enough to think this would work.
Yeah.
I mean, thrilled to see Rollins back. He's a tremendous addition to the roster.
Yes, he is.
And yet at the same time, part of me is despondent because I know it's just going to be whatever the Survivor Series finish was, which was Roman winning. So, again, it's just that inevitable march towards the single spear that will win the match.
The march into the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yep.
That's about it, unless you want to talk again about the Roman Reigns Jeff Jarrett main event overbooking. We already talked about that pretty much, but we can always revisit it if you prefer. No? Good to move on?
Yeah, I'm good to move on.
All right, then let's go ahead and get into questions and take this bad boy the hell home.
Did you ask questions?
I did.
Good. You want to go first?
I do. I will happily go first. I will not ask any that are also being asked to you.
Okay.
Striking Yak. Will creative lose interest in the Shining Stars faster than Los Matadores? It's pretty much a push here, I think.
I think sheer spite, they're going to last a few more weeks, and then just the second they have their first loss, you know it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimo Dragon Quest, Harling Talks, asks, how does Ryder Kath help children who are afraid of cameras, and could she help Manflurry stop ducking La Sombra? Could you?
Yes.
How do you help children?
There's a few different... It depends on the kids. Mm-hmm. Some kids are way more outgoing, and they just kind of respond if you do goofy jokes. I mean, I literally used Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road once, and it worked like a charm. Barring that, sometimes just to get kids to laugh, my mother will, like, bounce a toy off my head or like make my hair dance around, and it gets them going because kids like kind of ridiculous things. Mm-hmm. So that works, and we have lollipops. Those work very well. Also on the adults. Our garden actually has a ton of marbles and like shiny like gemstones in it, mm-hmm. in the rock garden. And like we tell the kids they can take some home if they want, and but the first they have to smile. So a lot of times it's just letting them relax and not making it super stressful.
So what would you do for me?
I would just tell you to man up.
Oh, really?
I'd kick you in the groin.
You'd kick me in the penis.
Yep. Until you stop ducking Sombra.
I will meet him one day, and we will become best friends. Mm-hmm. Oatgan asks, and I don't know if he's asking you or me, so I apologize, yeah. But will you go to prom with me?
Manflurry will go.
Will I?
Yep.
Would you You've not? You wouldn't date
You've
Oatgan?
Been voluntold. You're closer geographically, so it makes more sense for you to go.
You could do the long distance thing. Do you want to enter into a long distance romance with Oatgan, Kath?
No.
No?
No.
Is it because you don't like long distance romance, or do you not like Oatgan?
Yeah.
Is that why? I'm gonna tell
the
Oatgan
distance thing. It could never work. And I'm the mean savage one, apparently.
You are mean and savage.
Yeah.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah.
Chewy Bite Thems asks, best Ric Flair cosplay in wrestling. Is it Lil Nate? Is it X-Pac during that NWO Four Horsemen parody? Or Dana Brooke? Or somebody else?
You forgot Edge.
Oh, God, the road rage Chewy...
Yeah. Because Edge screaming about Argyle socks was pretty terrific.
Edge, like, nonstop wooing while he puts yeah. away in the figure four. Just nonstop.
On the side of the highway.
Yeah.
That was great. So, we chose the one you didn't even ask.
Yeah, so fuck you, Mr. Chewy Bitems. Blank asks, Blankus Maximus asks, when will you watch wrestling again? Good question. When will you, Kath?
I watched some last night, and I'll be watching some in about 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. What about you, old man Flurry?
You know, I tweaked my ankle. I gotta go to bed. Carmine! Why are you doing a podcast tonight? Because, Carmine, sometimes we do a podcast on a different day.
Yeah, we're just, a lot of news kind of happened, so we didn't want to hold off. And, yeah, I want to do one on Thursday, but Manfler's like, you know, I'm a strawberry.
Do one with Carmine.
I would love to do a podcast with you, Carmine.
I'll let him know.
Get rid of the dead weight.
But you're going to be on the pod. Oh, you're talking about me.
I sure am.
Slapnuts asks, is there anything Zandig can't do? He cannot 69 with himself.
I saw him do a Hurricanrana, so the answer is no. There's nothing he can't do.
Fucking cartwheel into another cartwheel into a flailing in the corner into a Hurricanrana.
And the crowd popped huge.
Huge! Zandig gets it, man.
Oh, man.
P. Gordon Diddy. Why do people hate the Usos when they're everything good about the Young Bucks without all the embarrassing shit? The Usos are not very good at professional wrestling.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Pretty much. And right now, the association with Roman is killing them.
Yep.
Any pop they were getting, any support they had, is just being sucked up by Roman.
They are sucking and the proverbial cum
heat. Yeah.
out of them.
Yeah, so it's just... Yeah, I think it feels very much like they're kind of samey.
Yep.
Like they're, a lot of their matches get a little bit samey. There are certain teams they have good chemistry with, but a lot of their matches just feel repetitive.
Yeah, they're not very good. Mm-hmm. And finally, not asking your question, Mr. Bleppo.
Why not?
It's too esoteric. for this podcast. He wants me to do a Fuck, Marry, Kill with Jethro Tull albums. I've already prefaced it, so I'll go ahead and do it. Thick as a Brick, Passion Play, Minstrel. Fuck, Marry, Kill. You kill Minstrel in the gallery because it's the weakest of the three. You fuck Thick as a Brick because it is phenomenal. But
Thick
you
as
marry,
a Brick?
Yep. And you marry a Passion Play because it is the greatest album in the history of music. And you want to be with it your entire life.
Okay.
Lutang Secret, final question. Rank your interest to watch the recently released wrestlers in a U-shoot. So, of the three, let's
I want to see Alex Riley.
Oh, God.
He'll be a fucking train wreck.
Oh, God.
I might pay for that one.
I would like to watch Ryback, because Ryback is actually pretty subtly funny.
Yeah. Hornswoggle, I imagine, would have some pretty great stories.
Yeah, and this is obviously prefaced on the idea that, or predicated, I should say, on the idea that they will be honest.
Alex fucking Riley will be a massive train wreck, though.
That would be a glorious train wreck, quite frankly.
Yeah. That'll be my vote.
I would not like to watch that, and yet I would. Like, I'd like to watch Cameron just because she is, you know, nothing. And I'd like to hear her skewed perception because she clearly never got it.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what she had to say.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I guess technically Christian, because he did get released from his, you know, services contract, so I get technically he's released, right?
Yeah.
I would love to hear a shoot interview from Christian.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's a guy who's got some stories to tell.
For sure.
That is the end of my questions.
Okay. I'll get into mine. Oatgan asks, what the?
Because we're doing a podcast.
Exactly. Striking Yak asks me, what was your Pathfinder character you made yesterday? What is your favorite character class in D&D? Both of you.
Pathfinder character was Mr. 69 Man. And my class in D&D is High Class.
So for me, it was actually D20 Modern that my friend made a mashup with the follow-up or Fallout series. So I'm playing kind of a fast-talking scavenger. I put it to him as a cross between Han Solo and Indiana Jones. So should be quite a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you're a dork. I don't even know who those characters are.
My favorite character class, kind of like the rogue because you get to be a sneaky fucker. It's a lot of fun.
You don't like to be a public and loud fucker? You like to be a sneaky one?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Okay. Next. A lot of our questions doubled up. So Chewy Bitems. Chewy Bitem.
How do you say Chewy Bite Thems in Francois?
Let me get back to you, because it's kind of an odd...
Oh, did I just create an idiom?
Yeah, it's kind of backwards in French, so I'd have to double-check it. How long will Roman's current reign last, and who will beat him? Good question.
Cena will beat him at Mania. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was thinking, but I don't know if they'll go that long. It might be Survivor Series, maybe even the Rumble.
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam could work, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've given him a lot of time. SummerSlam's a fair ways away. And as I said, I feel like it would give him so much more sympathy or get him so much more momentum if he was chasing.
I don't even know if he can get momentum anymore, honestly.
Yeah, it's going to be extremely tricky, but that would be one way to do it. As a dude who is getting screwed over, okay, but if they wrote it properly, it could work, but I doubt they'll write it properly.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. So, yeah, it feels like Cena at Mania is probably it. I could see them doing, like, title versus title if they put the U.S. on Cena.
That's kind of what I'm thinking now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just thinking that because I told you to think
that. I literally said that earlier verbatim.
No, you didn't.
I did!
No.
I'm angry now.
You should be.
Yeah.
If only you didn't suck so hard.
I don't suck hard. Just.
If only you didn't use so many teeth.
You gotta show me the ways, Kath.
Yeah.
I'm just not cut out for this dick-sucking business.
So, looking forward to Rollins coming back, seeing what they do with him, though, tonight on Raw, which is in, like, 15 minutes.
Oh, shit, we gotta get this up!
Yeah. So some people can listen to it during Raw.
Yeah, I mean, probably gonna be better, right? You gonna listen to another Stephanie McMahon promo?
No. I'll go make popcorn.
I won't even eat
the popcorn, I'll just leave to go make it.
You're going to be away for a while making that popcorn, or
always
acting like you're going to. Why do you, like, watch it pop? What do you do there?
Well, I do it over the stove, so
right.
I do have to stand there.
That's right.
It's not like I pop it into the microwave or the popper. My family and me were not much for... I don't like appliances that only do one thing.
Yeah.
So, like, an air popper only does one thing. Whereas... I can use the frying pan for many different reasons. I can use the frying pan as a toaster, as my popcorn maker, as for a sauce repository.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love to deposit my sauce.
Well, that's why you're going to prom with Oatgan. See, we just tie it all up in a pretty bow.
That's right. That is right.
That is professionalism. That is quality.
We're so good.
We are. Goddamn.
So let's get to the last of your questions, shall we? So I can go to bed.
That was
it. Old person. That was it?
Yeah, nobody asks me as many questions as they do you for some reason.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe I will ask on Thursday... Why Manflurry always gets more questions. Maybe I will put it on to the listeners.
There you go.
I will throw the ball into your court so hard it bounces and hits you in the proverbial face.
No.
Yeah.
Can't be.
I was talking to the listeners. Because I will be asking them the question.
Well, get
Fired
to
up.
It.
All right.
All right.
You have to go to bed because you're old and don't watch wrestling.
Yep.
I'm going to watch wrestling so I have something to talk about on my Thursday podcast.
Are you actually going to do one?
I don't know. Maybe.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, until then.
Keep fit and have fun.
Eat, be cool, and eat fruit. And also get fucked.
Don't be rude.
I'm also talking to the listeners.
Yeah, I know. And I'm telling you not to be rude to the listeners. We need them. Manflurry actually loves you guys.
We don't monetize this podcast. We literally need no one. We'd like very much for them to be here, but we don't need them. Hell, I don't even need you here. If anything, you're an albatross hanging about my neck.
What would you talk about?
Probably like piss. I'd probably talk about piss and pissing and drinking piss. You know.
So yes, you need me.
Well, I need someone.
You would
watch
get a
wrestling.
Whole different subset of viewers. Are you still recording?
I am, of course.
You're such an ass.
Yeah. Well, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.